And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services are offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. And the Huron County Sheriff's Office provided an update regarding a Harbor Beach truck driver who had previously been reported missing. According to authorities, after speaking with the man and others connected to the situation, investigators determined that his actions were voluntary. Officials said there was no evidence that he was held against his will, exploited, or the victim of any criminal activity. The statement noted that some of the man's decisions have been affected, but may have been affected by post-traumatic stress related to prior military service, and no additional details are being released at this time. The Sheriff's Office would like to express appreciation to the Genesee County Sheriff's Office, Saginaw County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, and the Buena Vista Police Department for their assistance during the investigation. And authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Shayna Umbright, who was discovered deceased on February 14, 2026. Police say the inquiry remains active and the only limited details can be shared at this stage. An autopsy is planned for February 15th to help determine the cause of death. Investigators express condolences to Umbright's family and friends, asking the community to respect their privacy as they grieve. The Harbor Beach Police Department emphasized its commitment to a thorough investigation to provide answers and closure for those affected. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the department at 989-479-3353 or by email at hbpd@harborbeach.com. And a 40-year-old Centerline man has been sentenced to 10 months in prison for making threats against Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Stephen Conway, who has a prior record for threatening a judge and police officers, posted threats on an online dating site claiming the governor was marked for assassination. The threats came shortly after Conway contacted a DTE Energy call center in Wisconsin, warning that he would hunt down company shareholders following his guilty plea to two counts of communicating threats across state lines. U.S. District Court Judge Robert J. White also ordered 2 years of supervised release. The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, with local law enforcement support, investigated the case. U.S. Attorney Jerome F. Gorgon Jr. emphasized that threats of political violence undermine the rule of law and that public servants and citizens will be protected. And we will be right back after this message from Lundy Financial Services.
Are you currently in the market for a fixed-rate corporate bond? This is Eric Lundy with Lundy Financial Services.
Get a 5-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 4.55%, a 10-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 5.45%, or a 30-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 6.35%, all from the Dow Chemical Company.
For more information, please call me at 989-269-7427, and we can see if this type of investment would be appropriate for you.
Corporate bond rate is based on $5,000 minimum purchase. Advertised rate is valid as of 2/10/2026 and subject to change daily without notice. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
And that was a message from our sponsor for this hour, Eric Lundy Financial Services. And that was your news for this hour as well. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, obituaries, cancellations, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.